This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve has made it official. The biggest of banks now have to hold bigger reserves of readily available money to cushion against future disasters. Eight banks are subject to this, part of the effort to avoid another government bailout someday. Only J.P. Morgan at the moment doesn't have enough. Bank shareholders often bristle at higher reserves because it can cut into their returns. Now, it was 5 years ago today that the law to overhaul the American financial system was enacted. The Dodd-Frank law was designed to lower the chances of the chaos of 2008 repeating itself. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington on the progress of implementing the law even 5 years on.
I should start by saying the Dodd-Frank Act covered lots of things: Wall Street, banks, whistleblowers, consumer protections. Nevertheless,
the dangerous trading, to the extent Dodd-Frank reaches it and controls it, has been substantially mitigated because of the fact that it's not a dark market anymore.
Michael Greenberger is a law professor at the University of Maryland. But to mitigate that dangerous trading that led to the 2008 market crash, the Securities and Exchange Commission had to write lots of new rules, and the agency isn't done yet.
Well, for businesses, it means there's a whole lot to comply with. So I don't think anybody knows precisely what this is going to do to the financial sector.
Richard Williams of the Mercatus Center says the new rules add too big a burden on banks, in particular, contracting lending. The SEC says all those rules are making the financial markets stronger and more resilient. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.